come into place a documentation detail on this provider as a previously assigned primary care doctor provider in my Humana history. This relationship began July 2021. I noticed that this NPI, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider and Disguise Identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, HIPAA, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The key word here is perversely being exploited. Account affixed to ability. No one of integrity will count for a real concern of a conversation with me. We can be any different than all of civil society documented reality. An actuality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathe and dead die. Record has not been updated recently. NPI, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider and Disguise Identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, HIPAA, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The key word here is perversely being exploited. Account affixed to ability. No one of integrity will count for a real concern of a conversation with me. We can be any different than all of civil society documented reality. An actuality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathe and dead die. Number details. NPI, National Provider Identifier. The National Provider and Disguise Identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, HIPAA, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The key word here is perversely being exploited. Account affixed to ability. No one of integrity will count for a real concern of a conversation with me. We can be any different than all of civil society documented reality. An actuality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathe and dead die. Number 1,215,022,918. Provider enumeration date 10/04/2006, 15 years, 6 months, 13 days ago, or another time terms, 186 months ago, 811 weeks ago, 5,674 days ago, time to update this record, unprofessional and sloppy, ain't no wonder why these negative impact and reviews exist, last update date 09/18/2008, 13 years, 6 months, 30 days ago, dash. To be fair and complete my needle note this, I am taking the Google reviews for this exact reference location and copying slash transferring them onto the site as of April 17, 2022, 3:10 a.m. English reviews corrected for spelling so that spoken voice narrative audio media can be affixed to this post.
@signrealityauditnotation. My name is James Martin Driscoll and I own an information technology network that could indeed be helpful in this matter to discern my assertion claims that this is a clinic on a lot of clinics that are actually placed into the view and use by a skew of maladjusted technology filtering which puts certain patients to a limited choice of providers and are not given the full and complete collective choice of doctor care. Specifically, I have the experience of Humana and my choices for doctor care after March of 2019. The doctor that I chose as of first time I was there I physically walked into their office to sign up for doctor care because the I knew another person, patient, being treated there for the same condition that I suffer from. I have had this serious health condition since September of 1999. I could not get local doctor care in my very own hometown city of San Bernardino, California at that time. Even how this impacts overall choice of standards of care, the clinic at the San Bernardino County Public Health Department would not consult to see me when I went down there after having a 104 degrees temperature. I went to the emergency room, but basically all they did was put me in a MRI or CAT scan to determine if I have something seriously wrong. Price of prescribing antibiotics in that case was not actually appropriate choice. Here in Southern California, I had to sign up with the so-called leader of the industry in this medical treatment. I had already signed up with this same medical provider without the NPI, National Provider Identifier. the national provider. In disguise, identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA. H-I-P-A-A. Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The key word here is perversely being exploited. Account affixed to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? An at reality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously, human no longer breathing dead die. System of audit and accountability that we so seem to think is actively protecting us today. For prior to 2007, I was in Oakland, California. Dr. Lisha Wilson was the very first doctor that I determined to be operating from a modus operandi of a hidden agenda to attempt to find and perhaps change my medical records in some fashion. She was acting very suspicious. That was December of 2005. You see, they were trying to get rid of my presence in the local sub-culture community as a know-it-all or smart cookie, a pariah, and take away my life-sustaining housing specially subsidized for my health condition paid for by the Ryan White Care Act and various other HUD-qualified programs for PUAs. The leadership of this particular class of people in the Oakland Social Services finally succeeded with a filing for eviction in April of 2006. I wish I thought they had the court clerk lie to me. Documented as eviction case WG06266106. Filed in Alameda County. Allen Temple Housing and Development vs. Driscoll. Allen Temple is the name of the Baptist church down the street from the apartment building. This is very much tied to this story since Lyndon LaRouche, author of California State Prop 64, is home-based from Oakland as well. The factions of political will in that year it applies. For continuous care here in San Bernardino, I had to travel all the way out to Upland, California, which is basically a 40-mile there and back traveling consideration in 2007. A condition that is very serious if not treated with specialized care properly. In fact, I have been turned away by clinics and emergency services, and the San Bernardino Public Health Department at the time, because they could address the needs of persons with my condition as it requires. Yes, it is that kind of specific specialization of doctor-provider considerations to make the right choices. Yes, it is the treatment for HIV, human immunodeficiency virus. And on to today, with California Medical Clinic, that there is a trust or gaping void whether this doctor-provider is actually providing quality provider care at the industry standards of care to treat and heal, or actually I make the informed knowledge of experience for over 15 years that these kind of honey are intentionally in operation to provide damaged sickly care that we are being directed by a technology maladjusted filter developed into information systems of the health insurance and medical healthcare system. So-called Obamacare or affordable care. I have evidence that should go and be accepted by the United States Department of Justice and the United States Office of Justice programs that will just go ignored. This is intentional and a plan of social engineering against certain class of persons or citizens within our society. A big huge, Google it. First written in 2007, a quote, massive mischievous marvel of molding muck end quote mess. Weblink document URL, https://www.google.com/search?QE=California+Medical+Clinic+Inc+Fontana+NPI, National Provider Identifier. The national provider, in disguise, identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The key word here is perversely being exploited. Account affixed to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? An at reality audit must commence effective immediately. I die. Seriously, human no longer breathing dead die. California Medical Clinic. 16701 Valley Boulevard, Fontana, California. 2.2 of 5.0 stars. 52 reviews.
Emil Decano. 3 reviews middle dot 1 photo. A month ago. Translated by Google, the worst place to go to waste time, money and your health. I would have seen the opinions, I could give it 0. Throughout.
Original, el más pésimo lugar para ir a perder tiempo, dinero y tu salud. Ojalá hubiera visto las opiniones, ojalá pudiera darle 0. En todo. Like.
Maria Chavez. 4 reviews. 2 months ago. If I can give them a 0, I will definitely do. Front desk receptionist are rude. Called yesterday at 1:34 p.m. to ask at what time they accepted walk-ins, and the receptionist I spoke to advised from 4 p.m.-6 p.m. I arrived at 4:12 p.m. and when I got there the receptionist told me they were no longer taking patients and informed me that whoever I spoke to in the phone had given me the wrong information. I became upset since I had to drive 50 miles to get there. They end up firing me the okay to see the doctor and give me new patient paperwork. After waiting 1/2 hour, they called me to inform me the doctor was no longer able to see me since she had to leave at 5:30. I honestly think it wasn't fair as I had to drive from FAT and they still had me waiting. I asked to speak to the doctor or a supervisor, and 2 receptionists refused for me to speak to someone higher and were both extremely rude. I honestly don't recommend this clinic at all. 1. Diana Caballero. 6 reviews. 7 months ago. Translated by Google, Bath.
Original, Bad. Like.
Gabriel Robles. 1 review. 7 months ago. Translated by Google, very bad service. I will move to another clinic. The wait is incomparable and the doctor did not prescribe anything correct. Disappointed.
Original, muy mal servicio. Me cambiaron a otra clínica. La espera es incomparable y la doctora no me recetó nada correcto. Decepcionado. Like.
Foul be constant. 1 review. 7 months ago. Translated by Google, very bad attention.
Original, muy mala atención. 1.
Abraham Rodriguez. 2 reviews middle dot 1 photo. 7 months ago. Really bad long wait in service.
Rosa Sanchez. 6 reviews. 8 months ago. If I can give them a 0, I will. Unprofessional workers came in at 8:30 a.m. It is 12:30 and I'm still in the lobby waiting. 1. Cherry Blossom. 2 reviews. 9 months ago. Front desk receptionist is extremely rude, the one with the slight accent. I called because I had a question and she seemed annoyed and gave me an odd attitude which I chose to ignore at first. However, instead of explaining what she was trying to say, she started getting rude. I'm not an intelligent, nor am I hard of hearing, so I am inclined to think that perhaps I am not the problem. The other reviews mentioning ridiculous wait time and unhelpful and rude staff are spot on. Run the other way and find another clinic if possible. Patient care and basic respect is nil. Shame that the doctors have to lose patients, but if they cared they would have replaced these people already. Does this place not read reviews? She should have been fired by now. 2. Carol Ray. 3 reviews. 11 months ago. About 2 years ago there was a women doctor, possible an Indian woman, that helped me, referred me to a surgeon that saved my life. I was slowly dying internally. This doctor also saved my life by really caring about me and taking the time to listen to me and gave me the care I needed for so long. This woman is an angel. 1.
Alejandro Aguirre. 2 reviews. Here go. Translated by Google, a very bad clinic, and despite the fact that many people come to consult the truth, it is very long, a terrible service. My wife answered a COVID test by mistake and got a headache and wanted to do nothing. It was explained to the supervisor that it was a mistake and they denied the consultation, even though he showed them a copy of the negative COVID test. They do not understand reasons.
original, una clínica muy pésima y a pesar que mucha gente viene a consulta, la verdad es muy tardado y pésimo servicio. Mi esposa contestó por equivocación el test de COVID y puso dolor de cabeza y ganas de hacer nada. Se le explicó a supervisora que fue un error y le negaron la consulta, a pesar que les enseñó copia de test negativo del COVID. No entienden razones. 1.
Joanna Rios. 3 reviews. A year ago. Worst experience ever. Do not go to this clinic. My mother called on 02/A to inquire information about their immigration physical exams. They told her they were doing walk-ins from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. She went on 02/9 around 7:30 a.m. and waited outside to be the first one there. Their process is the worst. They asked why she was there and she said immigration physical exam. They gave her paperwork to fill out while she was there for hours waiting outside in that cold weather because of COVID, which that part is understandable. After hours she gets called in, young lady examines her and says she will do the exam, later she says wait a minute, asked a gentleman cause she had no idea she was doing an immigration exam. She found out they don't do immigration exams. Apparently they have been out of vaccines for months. Unacceptable. Why was she asked to come in the first place? Let alone make her wait. Apparently, front desk people and back desk people don't know what is going on. Horrible experience. If I can give a negative 10 I would. For your information, very biased for employees to give a 5-star review, really? Some of their own employees are rating it a 5-star. So wrong to mislead people in thinking they're something they are not. 5. Diana V. 1 review. A year ago. Worst clinic ever was the right when they opened and left 3 hours later but still didn't get checked or anything. 2. Zena Marie Jackson. 6 reviews. A year ago. Patricia Rodriguez. 8 reviews. Middle.8 photos. 2 years ago. Translated by Google, the wait is about 2 hours with few people taking too long to smell. It is very dirty and in a bad way. I will have to change doctors.
Original. La espera es de aproximadamente 2 horas con poca gente. Tardan de demasiado. Huele mal. Está muy sucio y en mal aspecto. Tendré que cambiar de doctor. 1.
April Kaye. 6 reviews. 2 years ago. I hate the wait and the doctors aren't my favorite. I've seen better doctors and clinics. I don't know why my mom made me come here for so many years. I wish I hadn't. Like,
Jose Gonzalez. 2 reviews. 2 years ago. Worst place ever. Don't come here. 1. Jesse Barraza. 1 review. 2 years ago. I had the worst experience. No one knew what they were doing and the doctor yelled at me because I asked questions about my liver being inflamed. Very rude doctors. The Asian doc lady is the worst. She needs to lose her doctor's license. 1.
Jacqueline Sanchez. 1 review. 3 years ago. The doctors are great but the majority of the nurses in the front seem like they don't know what they are doing. Keep you on hold for a long time to then ask you again what you need help on. Very unprofessional nurses. Like, Jesse Zavala. 9 reviews. Middle.6 photos. 3 years ago. If they had a no stars option that would be it. I have been coming for over 10 years. Service was never great but today they really pushed my buttons. Keep in mind I've worked retail before. I am the last to ever be rude to anyone behind a counter but these people kept letting everyone and their mama in before me also walking, and even when I did get called back I sat for another 3 hours. I am diabetic and obviously cannot stay too long without eating anything but did they care? No. I got attitude and told to just wait and still I sat another hour. I simply walked out. Never again will I be returning and if you're smart you wouldn't either. There went 4/1/2 hours of my life. 1. Cynthia Anoda. Local guide. Middle.43 reviews. Middle.204 photos. 3 years ago. Front desk are so unprofessional and rude. 4. Denise Aguilera. 1 review. 3 years ago. Nurses are really nice. Genuinely care for their patients. My aunt recommended this clinic and now I see why. Yes, they do take a little long but that's only because they have a lot of people coming in and out all the time. Like, Samantha Ramirez. 2 reviews. 3 years ago. Best clinic I've been to. Went in and out right away. Staff is also very nice. Like,
Victor Gordillo. 2 reviews. 3 years ago. The doctors in the clinic are so wonderful and polite. The nurses in the front are so fast and sincere to the patients. The nurses in the back are so quick. The male nurse that works in the back is so polite and always knows what he's doing. The supervisors in the clinic are so positive and so active in the clinic. In conclusion, California Medical Clinic in Fontana, the staff are so phenomenal and polite. 1. Angel Perez. 1 review. 3 years ago. Very well organized clinic. Great clinic and great doctors. 1.
Jasmine and Gail Perot. Jasmine and Gail Pro. One review. 3 years ago. The doctors here are really good. Love the way they treat me and my family. Been coming here for a long time already and they are honestly the best. 1. Jocelyn Rodriguez. Jocelyn Rodriguez. One review. 3 years ago. Very good clinic. Nurses are very helpful and caring. 1. Cassandra Ramirez. Cassandra Ramirez. One review. 3 years ago. Very proud of this clinic and how far we've come. Keep up the good work, girls. Amazing doctors. 2.
Alex Ramirez. Alex Ramirez. 2 reviews. 3 years ago. This place is amazing. If you come here, you will go in and out fast. The ladies that work there are very nice and know how to treat their clients. This place changed unlike 3 years ago. The ladies are very good at their job. Keep your good work, ladies. 1. Adrian Valdez. Adrian Valdez. 6 reviews. Middle dot 1 photo. 3 years ago. This place got me in and out fast and the supervisor Cassandra is really sweet and genuinely cares about the patients. Also one of the MAs Jocelyn was very helpful listening to all my medical concerns. I recommend this clinic. I'd why people left bad reviews. They must be impatient and rude themselves. 1. Rocio Hernandez. Rocio Hernandez. 6 reviews. 3 years ago. Horrible place to be seen. Nurses in the front desk are rude and unprofessional. Was waiting with my mother in the waiting room for over 1 hour until they called her and asked for the filled out paperwork when they had not given her any paperwork to fill out since the beginning. Over 1 hour of waiting for nothing. All she says is, oh well. Really, these nurses need to know how to do their job. 4.
Estrella de Peso. Estrella de Peso. 1 review. 3 years ago. Came here few times just because it's close to my house. I don't really put reviews, but this place is horrible and unprofessional people. They don't care about their patients. 2.
Brian Buensacheso. Brian Buensacheso. 13 reviews. 3 years ago. Very rude people in here, especially the person in the information desk. I do not recommend this place. Go somewhere else. Save your time. 4.
K.H. Robo Princesc. K.H. Robo Princesc. 2 reviews. 3 years ago. The nurses here talk very loudly and are incredibly rude to their patients. They were talking and laughing about me amongst themselves. The walls are thin so I can hear their conversations. I will be talking to someone about this. This is not right. 2. Perseida Garcia. Perseida Garcia. 1 review. 3 years ago. Shekina Uloa. Shekina Uloa. 3 reviews. 4 years ago. Best clinic ever. Like.
Edgar Sigala. Edgar Sigala. 6 reviews. 4 years ago.
Armani Baker. Armani Baker. 1 review. 4 years ago. This place is terrible. I sat fours in a waiting room with no air conditioning while they let people that came after me past. They didn't have appointments either. The actual doctor staff is low, so you should expect a long wait on an average day. I never write reviews, so if you have the option to go anywhere but here, please do. I'd give this place no stars if possible. 2. Kira Marie. Kira Marie. 7 reviews. 4 years ago. Don't bother coming here. Very rude staff and uncaring doctors. No AC in the waiting area whatsoever. Extremely humid. I've been waiting here for 5 hours and so have many other people. This place used to be great with wonderful doctors and nice nurses. Now it's just horrible. I would never recommend this place to anyone. 2.
Craig. Craig. Local guy middle dot 38 reviews. 4 years ago. Elva is in charge of all the clinics and always deflects all slash any complaints away from her staff and back to the patient or their family, no matter what, even when her staff is clearly at blame and incompetent. 1. Mike Doubley. Mike Doubley. 4 years ago.
Jasmine Reyes. Jasmine Reyes. 2 reviews. 4 years ago. This place is horrible, worst place ever. So the girl in the front is absolutely rude and never smiles. Plus she's so dirty, her hair is so flaky and filled with dandruff. She's always talking to the other girls about irrelevant things. Then the supervisor there is obnoxious. Let's not even start with the so-called manager. She's so unpleasant and rude. She doesn't even greet you with a smile or anything. She sits around doing nothing while all these patients are waiting to be seen. The only good doctors there is Lozano and Trin. Dr. Reyes is so rude. She told me to slow down as I was speaking a bit of Spanish and told me that I can't take all the meds I've been taking for over 10 years now. This place altogether is unpleasant. I've only encountered some nice medical assistants. There was a student and she was amazing and always smiling, and also Monica, I believe. But overall, horrible. 5. Yanli Gutierrez. Yanli Gutierrez. Local guide middle dot 1 review. 5 years ago. Marisol Rivas. Marisol Rivas. 1 review. 5 years ago. Translated by Google. I did not do very well. The very friendly staff and the receptionist helped me in everything. Excellent staff and doctor, very humble and patient.
original, anime fue muy bien, el personal muy amable y las recepcionistas me ayudaron en todo punto, un personal excelente y la doctor muy amable y paciente. Like.
Lil_Wilson61. One review. 5 years ago. No reason. Like. I saw the servants. 10 reviews middle dot 2 photos. 6 years ago. Translated by Google malicious service, they last up to 5 hours to assist you, I and my husband came with a lot of fever telling them to check her for a drink while waiting for her and they never paid any attention, just because Dr. David Lozano is a very good doctor.
Original, servicio malísimo, duran hasta 5 horas para atenderte, yo y mi esposo veníamos con mucha fiebre, les dije que la checaran para tomar algo mientras la espera y nunca hicieron caso, lástima porque el doctor David Lozano es muy buen doctor. 2.
Eve loves. 4 reviews. 6 years ago. Very unorganized. Poor customer service, nothing but young girls working in this dump. 4. Mia R. 5 reviews. 6 years ago. If I could give them 0 stars I would. This place is horrible and unprofessional. I went to see a doctor and he didn't even bother looking at me. He just assigned me a diagnosis based on my symptoms. I then asked him if I could get a pregnancy test since I had just stopped my birthday control and he denied me the test. Stay away. The entire staff is rude, starting with the so-called supervisor Daisy. 5. Gabriela Morales Campos. 4 reviews. 6 years ago. This place is horrible. Saw the drive, asked for back to work letter, they wanted to charge $20 for the letter not including the visit. This patient came in to get his test results and he had to pay $10 just to get them. The lady taking payments was rude and bitter. 3. Yarani Moratola. 1 review. 6 years ago. Literally is the worst place I've been to. The girls in the front are so unpleasant and shouldn't even be working there with the attitude they carry in if they have no idea how to deal with clients. Customer service is a joke. My mom has been here more times than me, but I have been here every time she comes in. They keep her waiting for hours, and when they finally see her they talk to her for 10 minutes and say nothing important and send us out on our way with nothing helpful or really resolved and just hand over an expensive bill for the 5 minutes the doctor saw you. It's unbelievable. Not to mention when my mom has prescriptions to fill or something, the pharmacy is constantly fighting with the clinic because they never answer the phone or do what they're supposed to so that my mom can get what she needs when she needs it. There's a lack of communication, poor service, and they keep you around or ask you back and don't even do anything just to keep on taking money out of your pockets. 3. Ali MX. 1 review. 6 years ago. Translated by Google, very bad service, a lot of waiting to tell you a lot of liquid, soups. What the fuck is that? The workers of pity do not say the oldest that is a surgery in the mouth. Very medish, the lady does not help but like chinga.
Original, muy mal servicio, mucha espera para decirte mucho líquido, sopas. ¿Qué mierda es eso? Las trabajadoras de pésimo gusto, no se diga la más vieja que tiene una cirugía en la boca. Muy metiche la doña, no ayuda pero como chinga. 2.
Karen Covarrubias. 2 reviews. 7 years ago. Horrible service, they will find any little excuse for you to return and just get your money. Besides that I was waiting to see the drive. For at least 4 hours. It's ridiculous. Worst experience of my life. Never again will I return to that clinic. 3.
J. Torres. 2 reviews. 7 years ago. Malísimos y anestesia los niños los amarnuasas. A mejor trato en Creo Norte y la del Sur. Needs way better administration. They will tell you show up at 9, but they will tell everybody else also to show up at 9. So in reality it is not an appointment, it is a pileup. I am surprised Ventia Medical Facility would cause everybody to get up early and possibly even skip breakfast, because at least traffic is crazy and you will not be seen at 9, you will just feel like you're in a pile. 3. Image.gif.